Welcome back to Season 4 of Weber Podcast, the season where we talk all about boundaries. My name is Ash.
I'm Emily.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Shirley.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kennedy.
We've had a lot of fun this season, and we wanted to do something different for our final episode of Season 6. We'll be talking about some of the exclusive behind-the-scenes information from this season's recording. We'll be covering some of the struggles we went through during the recording process, some of the learning curves we faced, and our favorite moments throughout the season.
So let's kick it off. How does everyone feel about coordinating things with podcasts?
I think that we're all perfect at it, and therefore we have no issues ever.
Oopsies.
Ash was talking about when she slept through her alarm, right?
Yeah, I did sleep through my alarm.
Yeah.
Please face the microphone.
So for those of you that don't know, the reason Kennedy and I had to host episode 4 was because Ash was supposed to host, but... Ash kind of slept through an alarm.
Not kind of.
She slept through an alarm. And apparently this happened multiple times because you were turning it off in your sleep.
Yeah. So I have this thing where if I use an alarm for too long and it's too close to my bed, I'll adjust to it and then turn it off in my sleep.
That's like your superpower.
It is. Yeah, I just can do so many things in my sleep and it just,
Yeah.
I'm just multitasking all the time.
Ash also has the wonderful silver beetle that is what year?
It's 2004. It's not ancient.
No.
So it's not.
But it's...
It's close to falling apart, but not actually falling apart.
Yeah, it's like it's got so many things wrong with it, but none of them are detrimental to its lifespan.
Yeah.
So like... the fog lights are just like, they just fall out. Like I, I was driving home.
Where's the flex tape?
I was driving home one day and my window derailed itself off of its motor and like fell into my car and I was on the freeway and I was like, well, okay. So I had like, and it was snowing too. So there was like snow blowing in my car. I get home and I'm like, okay, well I have to go like get my dad to fix my window. So I have my dad fix my window. I drive back home and like, my fog light is just sitting on the driveway. I didn't know what it was, so I pick it up. I drive all the way back to my parents' house, and I just go, what is this? And I just, and then I started crying. But it was just my fog light, so it's fine.
When Ash was supposed to host, we were like, she might have been having car trouble, but she'll normally, like, text and let us know, like, oh, like, my fog light fell out again, or, like, my little silver beetle just couldn't make it today and all of this stuff. And then it was like,
engine's gonna blow up.
We're waiting for our guest. The snow was blowing outside
in the middle of March. We had a lot of snow. Like,
so
record-breaking year. Every time we were trying to record, there was snow on the roads.
Yeah.
So minus episode 5 and now episode 6, every time we've recorded, it has snowed.
Yes, every time we invited a guest, right? It snowed.
Yes.
And so we were, like, waiting for Ash. It's, like, 9 o'clock, and our guest was coming in, and she wasn't here. And so I, like, turned to Andrew, and I was like, you got to do it with me. You got to do it. I can't do it alone.
And I was like, okay, let's do this.
And then that episode ended with, like, fist bumping and, like what is this called when you're, like...
Fist pumping.
That's it. We were fist pumping.
And the other problem was Kennedy just kept, like, screeching randomly in the recording.
I don't do that. Blasphemy.
She definitely did that.
Libel.
I think I need to shout Andrew out here for always being just a perfect, perfect angel and willing to do whatever we ask of him, even though, you know, he clearly does not want to do some of the things.
100%. We've relied on Andrew to help with any technical difficulties we've had. Like, recording, let's see, I think Andrew has recorded all of the episodes.
Woo!
I don't think I recorded 3.
That's right, you did.
Episode 3 was the only one that Andrew himself didn't record, but he's gone above and beyond to help us go through and make this podcast possible.
Yes!
Thank you, guys. I feel so honored.
Whenever we had a question in class, it would be like, oh, like, how do we do this? All of our heads would just, like, immediately turn to Andrew, and then he'd look up and be like, what?
Yeah, he even gave us a mini audio editing tutorial in class. Mm-hmm. It was a fun time.
Just the knower, like, of things.
Yeah. The knower
anything
of things.
That went wrong.
Knower of things.
Like, anything that went wrong at any moment, it's like Andrew would just appear. He was just there. It's like, oh, Yeah. Wait. If we're talking about isn't working, yeah. Andrew walks through the door.
Switch. If we're talking about Andrew appearing, should we talk about the conspiracy?
Oh, I have a lot to say about this.
100%. Not, you were saying
Emily,
he's a...
Emily
I have a lot to say.
Emily authored this conspiracy web, and I just want her to just go on probably like a five-minute rant about it.
Or hidden truths. Let me pull it up here.
And again, Andrew has been a great sport, just about all of us making him a main character in our lives.
So. She really called him a perfect little angel. Now listen to this.
Yes, I know.
Go off,
so
Emily.
So Andrew is a perfect little angel, but also... there are a few things about him that don't make sense. First off, Andrew, we think he has connections to old money. I think
Do you deny these allegations, Andrew?
I don't know if I can. I don't know what old money are we talking about.
I think that stems from Big Pharma.
Mm, yep, that makes sense.
You mentioned multiple times the roids.
That's
so
true.
Therefore, there must be a connection to old pharma, old money. I have also never in my life seen you leave the studio. So obviously, the conclusion that I draw there is that you are simply an android with a human consciousness who leaves their body in a charge position somewhere in Studio 76. Your consciousness cannot exist outside the confines of the library.
His programming doesn't let him address this.
He also has an interesting connection to the former Weber State mascot Primo the Peacock.
Ooh, yeah.
Most shocking of all. If you don't know who Primo is, don't look him up. You will be scared.
Not Primo.
I feel like he's just like a feathered Easter bunny. Like, that's what Primo reminds me of.
You know
he's
what
like,
Primo is? A mistake.
He's a reject purple version of Big Bird. That's what Primo is.
Oh, yeah, if nothing else... we came out of this project and podcast with PTSD related to Primo.
Do you want to, what else did we have? Is there the Yakuza thing? Did you want to mention that?
Yes.
Are you allowed to mention that?
Are you allowed to talk about your Yakuza connections?
I mean, my family is from Kyushu, and I don't think there's a ton of Yakuza there, so I don't think it should affect anyone.
Interesting. Sounds like somebody who's hiding from the Yakuza would say.
We got him.
FBI busted.
Kennedy jumping out of her seat.
I'm in like defensive position.
Okay. Do we actually want to talk about the actual like challenges of doing this podcast?
Yes, 100%.
Working with Andrew, top of my list.
The conspiracy board expands.
Don't make me go fetal position on the floor again.
No, I love you. Tune in next season for mine and Andrew's rom-com, Two Peas in a Pod.
Where I don't realize,
woman
Android. I was gonna say where I don't realize Kennedy is lesbian until the end of season one.
All right, so one of the things we had troubles with, like actually making the podcast,
focus
was
sometimes
focusing. Number one,
what?
We are a rambunctious group, so
what?
It's difficult for us to focus for long
just
periods of time.
Why would
buddies?
You say that?
Let me just call everyone out. Along that same line, we had a rough time trying to focus our topics into something that is cohesive and something we could actually talk about, because we were given the topic of boundaries and beyond, which...
by Little Miss School Board.
Which is really broad. There's just
number
a lot
one, broad.
Let me talk to C-Cell real quick. Narrow down your topic, guys. Like... We could have done 25 episodes on boundaries if we had to, but we just did not have the time because we need to do all of this in a semester. So, like,
careful, don't say too much or they're gonna shut us down.
Like, we get funding from them.
They're gonna pull our funding.
Not to mention, like, a lot of us are also graduating this semester, so we all worked really, really hard to kind of do time management with the podcast and the other things that we were doing as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, Teresa.
Much love, and also sorry. We also ran into a bit of trouble arranging stuff with some of the guests that ended up coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we had to delay like when they were coming in to record the actual thing by like a week or two.
Especially with the snow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like trying to get people up here to begin with was hard, but then when it was like randomly snowing every single Tuesday, like It just made it so difficult to try to get everyone here at the same time.
It also, I feel like, too, like, we have, like, how many people are in this room right now? Seven? There's seven of us in here. And, like, I had to count. But, like, we had to, like, coordinate between, like, our schedules and then their schedules. So sometimes, like, the hosts and stuff would be coming in at, like, 7 or 8 in the morning, and we didn't have class
seven
until...
Yeah,
morning.
I think the earliest we had was a meeting at 7 a.m.
At 7 a.m., yeah.
So the library had just barely opened, and we were in here recording. Yeah.
Just walking in all bleary-eyed, like,
the
hi.
The library opens.
Is it 7 a.m.?
Yes.
Yep. Oh.
Anyway. Well, sufficeth to say that we had some troubles.
Yeah. Okay, but wait, what was y'all's favorite part about this class? If we're going to, we gotta like talk about struggles.
We have to balance it.
Yeah. Andrew, do you want to start? What was your favorite part?
The conspiracy board.
Okay.
I thought it was such a funny joke, and I don't know why
you
we
would
kept
say
it.
That.
We kept it running for so long, and yeah. I got so many questions because I'm constantly in Studio 76 all the time. Uh-huh. So, like, people just...
It's just adding more and more evidence.
Layers.
It's got layers. All right.
No.
I'm sorry if any of our listeners are Scottish or have any Shrek-related PTSD.
Kyle, what about you? What was your favorite part?
My favorite part, as much as I've detested how much it takes for us to focus, I have also enjoyed it so much. It's ridiculous how much I've enjoyed it.
All right. Go for it.
Okay, one of my favorite parts. Well, I really like talking to the guests and, like, hearing their experiences. Most of the time, sometimes it's been hard. But when we were talking to Tawny in episode 3, some of our, like, soundproofing foam fell off of the wall.
This is our public cry for funding, please.
Yeah. Please sponsor us.
Please fund Studio 76 and Weber Podcasts if you can.
In, like, the middle of one of her, like, spiels, it just fell off the wall. And we just all paused and, like, looked at it and just started laughing. Like, what are we supposed to do right now?
I love it. Shirley, do you have a favorite part?
Just probably being part of this class and just working with others. I know with my major, sociology and communication doesn't have to do with anything with each other, but it's really a lot of fun just to be able to work with y'all.
Oh, I love that.
How sweet. You. Shirley.
Oh, me.
Your turn.
Yeah.
I am a history major, so I as well should not be here, but too bad I am.
We're glad you are.
Thank you. My favorite part, I kind of wanted to do the boundary breakthrough section. That was kind of the thing that I really wanted to do. And so I've had a lot of fun kind of doing some of that. Oh. So I think it's been a fun little break in every episode to have that. So
yeah, I have to agree with Sarah. Getting to interview all of the different people and being able to hear some of their stories has got to be my favorite part. Like, it's just so cool being able to hear all those different perspectives and be able to learn from everyone.
I mean, my favorite part was y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm in my last semester here, and, like, we're all kind of here talking, and we're all, like, at different points in, like, our college career, and we're all on, like, different majors and stuff. And, like, wait, what are you laughing at?
Just the
smile. which leads us to one of our big things is learning how to record and edit. Uh-huh. What was everyone's experiences there?
No comment, Your Honor.
I've learned to listen to what Andrew is saying.
I think that's been the lesson, like, the life lesson throughout this whole semester is listen to Andrew.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll take that with
you. Bruh. Probably one of the weirder things this semester was, gosh, I'm trying to remember. I don't know whether this board was installed this spring semester or whether it was earlier, but... a lot of this class was me actually trying to figure out how to use this soundboard while we were recording. So,
from Andrew.
So I don't necessarily think I was the best example for.
Yeah, I believe we're using the Rode Podcasting Pro recording board. If anyone can see what name it says on the back of it, by
Roadcaster Pro.
Roadcaster Pro.
Ash and I almost kissed right there. I wanted everybody to know.
Ayo.
Your rom-com coming soon.
So here's the... I think everybody should know that while recording this episode, we are sitting nigh cheek to cheek to the person next to us, next to a microphone, to get seven people into this tiny room. So that's why. But for all you tech heads out there, we're recording on the Roadcaster Pro.
Hey, just as a heads up, if you're a tech head, don't buy this board. It's not very good. But you know,
save your money.
So much.
We've had
shame.
To go to like a sketchy website to download the correct ISO, not ISO,
ASIO. So ASIO. For some odd reason, in order to run, so how podcasting works, for those of you listeners that don't understand how podcasting works. It's better to edit on what we like to call mono files. Now, mono files are these uncorrected audio files. Essentially, how it works is mono records flatter, which allows more freedom for editing. Now, this sounds really boring, but what this essentially is in order to record mono files on the Roadcaster, you need a special plugin that you have to download from a sketchy website that'll send you a weird pop-up ad that if you hit, you'll probably get a virus from.
Absolutely.
And it tells you, and this is how you do it to record normally. If you were to get a normal soundboard, not a Roadcaster Pro, you should be able to record in mono normally without that. And this is university standard, which is why I personally hate Weber's decisions when it comes to soundboards.
We will be cutting that out. We are so very grateful for everything that Weber does for us.
Weber State, Weber State, great, great, great.
Please give us money.
For some of you, looking at the people who are currently in the room, you haven't edited audio before. So what has it been like? Like jumping into that with little to no instruction.
It's been really confusing. I've so confused. Felt a little lost, and it just never went away. That
girl,
feeling.
Same.
That never goes away, by the way.
No.
Hooray.
To be honest, you never have any clue how you're actually going to edit audio. You have some experience on how to edit it, so you can look at it more like fully, but like,
yeah.
You still look at it and you're just like, what do I do? So,
oh, water.
Oh, stay hydrated.
Please stay hydrated when recording. Here's your daily ASMR.
Here, everybody listen.
Just imagine
Sarah,
yourself
don't you dare.
At the beach.
Everybody just swallow heavily for Andrew.
Oh, wait, Kyle has to edit this one out. I'm okay.
Which is why I wanted to record on a different day, because I didn't bring my water bottle today. And part of why I'm staying as far away as I am from the microphone. So I don't have as much lip smacking and, like...
Coward.
Lip
coward.
Give the people what they want. The smacking.
No.
The smacking? Excuse me?
I don't think that's what anyone wants.
Do you want me to make like the worst noises possible?
Wait, let us get the conspiracy board before you do.
Okay, wait. Make a noise. Ew, Andrew, stop.
And for the purposes of this episode, I'm not going to edit that out. So, we've had a bit of trouble with some of our episodes getting, like, cutting down on the amount of extra noises that are in the background. You might have noticed there are some weird thumps and thuds when people have, like, moved their water bottle. You may occasionally hear, like, papers rustling or...
In episode 3, specifically, there are a lot of little bumps.
People get very passionate when they're talking. And when they make a point, they, like... They make sure you can hear it in all aspects.
Andrew, you're not even speaking passionately right now.
He's just having fun.
He doesn't speak passionately.
He's just passionate in general. He doesn't need to be speaking to be passionate.
He's passionate about drumming.
Yeah.
Well,
wait, have you guys actually, did you guys know I play taiko drums?
No.
Oh,
we have so much to talk about.
Lord. Add that to the conspiracy board. Do it now.
Somebody grab a marker.
What does it connect to?
It connects to the Yakuza.
Everything.
The Yakuza.
It all starts with the...
It all starts with Andrew's great-great android grandfather who was playing techno drums for a Yakuza band. No. When all of a sudden, they had a run-in with Big Pharma.
It all works now.
Andrew, what do you have to say?
My great
ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
My great-great grandfather was a farmer, I'm pretty sure, but
a big pharma.
Oh.
Let's talk about After Dark.
Oh yeah, something
how
that
have we not
oh,
talked
this
about
is
it.
Our After Dark episode. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Weber Podcast's After Dark.
For those of you that don't know, this is the episode where we get extra beyond our boundaries.
We're turning the lights down a little bit low. We're putting on some good music and getting ready to just have a conversation one-on-one with you all.
I'm a scat man.
So I feel like the bound, late nights.
After Dark.
That one.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
How did that? I don't remember.
What was the concept?
What was our tagline? Like the smooth, like beyond the boundaries version.
Was the podcast. The podcast. But it's dark. No.
Something about being beyond.
We're going to talk beyond our boundaries.
So I think the concept had to do with like exploring some of the weird conspiracy theories originally.
Like
conspiracy
theories?
Yes.
Like not even necessarily Andrew related.
Just in general. The library. Primo, like
yeah, this is part of the origins of the Andrew conspiracy theory board.
Where is Primo? I demand to know. I will find his costume.
We need answers.
We need answers. Why does Waldo get all the treatment, but Primo doesn't?
Have you seen the new Waldo mascot?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they like. I think they brought.
They revamped him.
I think so. They brought it to like the dance nationals. You got to cut this part, but that thing is.
No.
Would you rate him on a scale of 10?
Like looks?
Yes.
No, he looks busted.
I'm gonna go check the Twitter right now.
1.3 out of 10.
Yeah. That's like on a good day for him too. He has like Lila. Yeah.
I think Primo did have a certain level of, you know, pizzazz.
Oh,
and
yeah. He was camp. I think Primo was before
Primo
his
was
time.
Camp. Yeah. Primo was camp. 100%.
Let's see.
Okay, wait. Kyle.
Yeah.
What was your favorite episode? Like, what out of all the stuff that we have put out for season 4, what was your favorite?
So, I think episode 5 is my favorite because it deals with something that I care a lot about, and I think it's going to be super funny, despite only hearing half of the conversation.
Yes.
I was the director for that episode, so I'm sitting here in the room, and we don't have enough headsets to be able to go around, so I'm sitting here only listening to half of the conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm only hearing like bits and pieces of the person that we're interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited to hear the edit on that one. I hope you enjoy editing that, Andrew.
Andrew.
I look forward to listening to it.
Sarah, what was your fave? Oh my gosh.
Well, I was just going to say that was another like challenge is recording with people over the phone.
Oh yeah.
Getting see episode 2 and episode 5.
Yeah, really getting hard. The audio quality there was definitely a big challenge.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of have two favorites. I really liked episode 3 and also episode 5 because both of them I kind of have like personal meaning
like
tied to them, you know?
To
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I liked hosting too. It was fun.
Hosting is pretty fun. Shirley, did you have a favorite episode that we made?
We made an episode.
Got him.
Called out.
I felt that. That was just straight to the heart. What are you showing me? That's why I told you that ugly.
If you take a look at when our episodes have been uploaded, you'll see what Shirley's
scheduled.
Talking about.
We never missed an upload date.
No.
Episode 1
early.
Was not late on editing. That's just your imagination.
It is.
Episode 3 definitely came out on a Friday. I don't know what you're talking about.
Gaslighting our listeners.
Not like a few minutes before we started recording this.
Wait, Emily, what was your fave episode that we made? God, put that mascot away.
Put that away.
Andrew finally pulled up the Waldo that we were, outfit.
Yeah. And, what is the consensus, everybody?
Oh, no.
Andrew, you have to send that in the group chat it, now so we can attach it.
No. Okay,
no, it looks like somebody took Waldo and, like, ran over him with a car and then, like, put him in a mud puddle and just, like, shook him out a little bit and was like, he looks fine.
Yeah, Waldo looks like a rejected floor rug.
We definitely cannot put this in there. School spirit, guys.
Please sponsor us so that we can get a Waldo skin rug for the podcast room.
Cute.
Or Primo, you know, we're not picky.
Ooh, a Primo one would be kind of fun. That'd be kind of camp. A Primo one would be fun.
And now we're back to
our floor.
Going back to episode favorites.
Okay, sorry. My favorite episode was probably episode 3. I did the recording and editing on that. Sorry, in advance. And honestly, Tawny was just such a great guest. I felt she just had such great kind of answers and an outlook on life that I thought was really unique. So I really enjoyed that. Also, with the walls coming down, that was just a great, great time that was had.
Icing on the cake. Ash, favorite episode?
Oh, sorry.
Not editing that bit out.
I really liked episode 3 as well, but I also liked episode 1. I thought it was fun, like, getting to interview the two guests on that, and I also felt like they had a lot of great things to say. I think everyone had really great things to say, but...
Yeah, especially episode 1. Our guests were so good.
All right, I have a question for you afterwards about, like, how it was, like, hosting from, like, beginning to end, but I do also want to hear what Andrew's favorite episode was. There is a correct answer.
Yeah.
It's definitely episode 4.
Ah, I'll cry. Is there a reason that was your favorite? And is that reason sitting in the room with you right now?
Rom-com? Second season?
I just thought it was an important discussion, Kennedy. Yeah. It didn't matter that you were in the room.
But you were so happy that I was in the room. You're sick!
No. Roasted.
No, Kennedy and I had such a good time during that recording session. That was absolutely so much fun.
Yeah, that was so fun. Like I loved episode 4 too. Also, like, for what Sarah was saying, like, personal, like, attachment to it, because we got to interview, like, a good friend of mine who actually had, like, a really big impact on, like, the positives, like, of my college career, and her being, like, so open about, like, her experiences, like, with her, like, disability and stuff like that, I thought were, like, really important. But it was also just fun because, I don't know, the energy in that room, day was just, like, it was a lot of fun. Just
the energy in that room. There was fist pumping. I directed that episode. The energy in that room was so good. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was a fun experience. But okay, Ash, so you hosted how many episodes? You hosted episode 1, 2, 3, 5, and now we're here at 6. You would have hosted 4, but your superpower kicked in that morning. But tell us about your experience, like, getting, like, because you had never hosted a podcast before.
Never.
And then you were our main host throughout the whole season. Yeah. So tell us about your experience with that.
Well, it was interesting because I had never listened to a podcast before coming in too. So I was like, I really had no idea what to do, but I was like, you know what, it's going to be fun. And I feel like I learned so much, especially, like, the interview process. I feel like I learned a lot about, like, how to conduct an interview and how to, like, move the conversation along without being super blunt and direct and only reading off of the page.
Yeah.
Laughs in, Kyle.
But yeah, it was just, like, so exciting to be able to, like, talk to all these different people and get their perspectives on everything and be able to just, like, learn about their specialties. And that was just, it was so cool.
What advice do you think we should give to the future Weber podcasts?
Reach out to your guests the minute you have an idea.
Yes.
Also, don't make things, like, too scripted.
Yeah.
And don't follow the script too much. I feel like when we broke away from it, that's when it went the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Decide who's going to upload and when.
That too.
We never did that. Mm-hmm. We decided when, but we didn't decide who. Right? Yeah.
Actually, like, utilize your assistant editors a bit more.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Kyle, I tried to help Kyle one time, and then I hurt my shoulder.
There were severe injuries.
This was a very important
Watch your shoulders while every mouse
click. Yeah, exactly.
She softball pitched into the mouse.
Kennedy, if you want to sit in on this episode and like, the editing for it, you can as well.
This
you can
like
edit
hell.
Along with me.
This one is going to be, like, one of the most difficult editing jobs.
This
I've
is
ever seen.
54 minutes of just pure
riffing
nonsense.
Pure, yeah. Absolutely pure committal nonsense. To the bit.
Which is so why I'm going to go through and cut most of it.
No.
Okay. To your editor brain, how much of this do you think you're going to actually use? Because people listening right now, we have 55 minutes exactly over 2 days. Drink your water, queen. Stay hydrated, girl.
So loud.
Are
you thinking like half, maybe?
Half. Yeah.
Okay. Are you? How much of the
half,
riffing?
Maybe less.
Are you gonna keep?
I may keep a bit of the riffing.
Yeah.
Like maybe 20%, maybe 10. Like somewhere in between that.
Okay.
Split the difference at 15. All right. Time to wrap things up.
Sobbing.
So there is one more bullet point on our list of things we wanted to talk about.
Fast.
Someone put down calibrations. Can anyone explain what that is?
Yeah. I got this.
Go, Em.
I have to go to class.
Calibrations. Thanks for tuning in for this season of Weimer Podcast.
We'll record the outro later, right?
Time for the outro.
Thanks for
tuning in.
As
always, follow our Instagram
and TikTok
at
Weimer
Podcasts.
Because
this
is our
final
episode,
we'll be
going
on hiatus
until
next
spring.
Weimer
Podcasts
will return
with
a
new
cast
and
crew. So
tune
back
in
March
of
2024
for an
all
new
season.
Bye!